Hey everyone, welcome to Pure Nintendo's second podcast episode.
7 months in the making.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
But it's smaller but better.
Smaller but better. Yeah. Smaller but better. Yeah, we've kind of gone through some transitions the last few months. I kind of moved away from everyone, so this is the first time that we've kind of been back together. You know, just been here with James, and so it's the first time I've been able to actually record something.
It's been a fun weekend.
Yeah. Played lots of games this weekend.
We did.
So we've got a couple things. We're going to start off with the webisode. We're going to talk about the update that happened this last week, update 3.3. It's already been hacked.
It has. And it was quick, like 3 days. It took 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Not long at all. Basically, like the iPhone updates, every time they come out with a new iPhone update, they hack it. So the open source community is still going strong. Glad to hear. Mm-hmm. But the big thing that they still haven't updated is there's no hard drive support.
So, will there be hard drive support is the question.
Yeah, yeah. When are we going to get it, Nintendo? Tomorrow. If you're listening, let's have it now.
So, I'm going to buy Rock Band for 360, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Why buy it for the Wii? I mean, you can't download, the new Weezer soundtracks that are coming out this week
from the Red Album. And that's a huge selling point for the 360 version.
Exactly.
So it needs to happen, the hard drive support. Really, all that needs to happen is they just need to release an update that has a new channel. They could call it a hard drive channel, whatever the heck they want to call it. And they just need to allow us to plug in our USB flash drives, our USB external hard drives, and just, you know, use anything off of that. Use it to save stuff. That is my phone, so I'm just going to turn that off. But, yeah, so the new update does not address hard drive concerns. What are your thoughts on that, James?
I don't have any. I'm a still man.
Yeah.
I have 80 blocks left.
Yes.
And I can't download any more Wii
games. Unbelievable.
And maybe 2 NES games. That's about it. No 64
games. Unbelievable. Just to give you an idea, pure Nintendo readers, I'm a big supporter of the Virtual Console. I've had like 20 games on my Wii for a long time. And, you know, I was looking forward to the launch of WiiWare and had to free up some space, but I ended up having to delete like 3 of my 64 games just to download Lost Winds. And now, you know, I want to download some more of the WiiWare games. World of Goo is going to be coming out soon.
Hopefully.
And I keep having to delete stuff, and it's ridiculous. I should not have to delete stuff or put stuff on SD cards, because it doesn't even matter if you put it on an SD card. You can't play it off the SD card. You still have to free up space on your Wii.
My question to you, Justin Sharp, is what 3 64 games were not as important as the other ones?
There weren't any. I ended up having to delete Super Mario 64, Ocarina of Time.
The good ones.
The good ones. I deleted F-Zero 64. But I had like 7 64 games.
Wow.
I had to delete a couple of the Super Nintendo games. Donkey Kong Country 3. 2 is my favorite. So, you know, I'm now having to pick and choose what I have to delete on my system. Which I should never have to do, Nintendo. These should all be right on there. All the time. I should be able to access them whenever I want. So, anyways, a little rant there.
They're just hurting themselves.
Yeah.
I would have had more VC and WiiWare games by now, but...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the VC is a cash cow for them.
Yeah.
You know, it's stuff that they've already sold millions of, and now they're selling more of it. So, I don't know, it just seems like a no-brainer for them to announce more storage. Mm-hmm. So there are some items that, you know, are more positive, you know, for getting a hard drive soon or getting some sort of support. There was that job listing, I guess was it a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
That they mentioned
a USB.
Yeah, they were looking for someone, you know, that was going to have USB support or had experience for doing that. So that's definitely promising. Still not confirmation of any kind, but I definitely think we'll see something at E3.
I hope so.
In regards to storage. So we'll be talking about some E3 expectations soon. And we'll go into some other news of the week. We saw the first screenshots of the Clone Wars.
It's the first video, too.
First video, first trailer. Yeah,
looks fantastic.
Yeah,
looks I like how good. They kind of pushed a movie and a video game at the same time in the same trailer.
Yeah, see the movie.
And buy the game.
And buy the game. So, yeah, they announced it for the Wii and the DS.
Yeah. And the lightsaber controls look promising.
Yeah. They, because we heard, I guess it was a month ago, that there was going to be another lightsaber game.
Mm-hmm.
They said there's some rumor about some other lightsaber game, so I guess this was the one that they were actually talking about. So do you think it'll actually have much of a single-player, James, or do you think it'll just revolve around multiplayer, or...
I hope it'd be multiplayer. Kind of like Jedi Academy type multiplayer.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. I'd spend hours doing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they could do so much with a lightsaber game. I mean, you know, obviously if the controls are good, a single player could definitely benefit from it. But, you know, definitely having a good single player storyline to go along with it will definitely help the game. The DS game looks pretty promising as well. I don't know if they mentioned any multiplayer to go along with that, but... you know, definitely looks like it has some promise. Probably it's going to have some unique touchscreen controls, probably with the stylus. So hopefully we'll get some more information about that at E3. So, but yeah, all in all, it looks like LucasArts is, you know, supporting the Wii and the DS. So that's good. Hopefully we'll hear some good things in the future.
Like Knights of the Old Republic.
Yes, KOTAR would be sweet on the Wii.
Or anywhere.
or anywhere, for that matter. And moving on to some other news items this last week, Guitar Hero 4 announced that they'd be supporting SD cards.
And it's great. Where you can download the songs to your SD card and play them off of that.
Mm-hmm.
That solves the... lack of space problem.
temporarily, at least. Yeah.
So that's good. So we get some downloadable content for Guitar Hero 4.
Yeah, it's definitely a plus and, you know, needed to happen at some point. And, you know, I think that's just a response of the Guitar Hero developers saying, look, you know, if Nintendo's not going to be announcing a hard drive soon, we're just going to say, okay, well, we'll support SD cards. But I think they still could announce hard drive support. You know, Guitar Hero 4 is probably, you know, a few months off. So I think they could still announce support, you know, if in fact Nintendo does announce a hard drive, some sort of support at E3. So, and some other news this last week.
This week,
we're going to go on to some of the games that are going to be coming out this week. There's a couple big games coming out this week.
There is. James. Finally, we have a pretty decent week.
Yeah.
We do. Alone in the Dark, which we're still waiting for a review copy.
Yeah, still waiting for that. So may have to wait for that a little longer.
Maybe.
But whenever we get it, we'll put our review out.
And Guitar Hero on Tour.
Yes.
Which... I'm not going to lie, I'm not interested in it at all.
Hey, that's all right. Different strokes for different folks. I know, I think it'll be a pretty fun game, like...
I just don't see myself standing there.
Why not, James? You're going to air guitar down the sidewalk? Shoot.
I don't know. I don't see it.
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty fun, just the multiplayer aspect of it. Especially if you're on the go... in the car, put your headphones on or something. Yeah, it's good to go.
It's good to go.
Exactly. So, yeah, I know Ben's going to be looking forward to that. I'm sure he probably already has his pre-ordered. And then, of course, Rock Band.
finally, but yet I'm not going to get it for the Wii. It's good now that we can talk about it.
I don't know why you've got to be hating on the Wii.
No, download more content. Yeah, but it's good now we can talk about it officially.
Yeah. It does look pretty cool, though. I mean,
I do like the Wii drum set better.
Yeah.
The white.
Yeah, the Wii drum set. And I don't know if you saw it. Like, they've been promoting it pretty well.
We did see a commercial Friday night. We did see one for it.
Yeah, there's been a bunch of commercials for it. And so hopefully it sells well. I think a lot of people, you know, really like Rock Band. Mm-hmm. You know, they like having the drums and the whole guitar set. And
people like it enough that Guitar Hero 4 is going to have it.
Exactly. Apparently people like it. So I know I would not want to hear my voice singing on Guitar Hero 4.
Or Rock
Band. Or Rock Band. But apparently some people, the American Idol types maybe, would like to hear their voice. So... Alright, guys. So now we're moving on to the big news. E3 is coming up here in a couple weeks. It's actually about 3 weeks. July 16 is when it kicks off there in Los Angeles. And we're going to have your coverage of E3, of course. We'll be live blogging. All the E3. James is actually going to
be live blogging.
James is actually going to be out of the country. James, why don't you tell everyone where you're going
to
be?
I'll be in Uganda, Africa for 3 weeks, leaving June 6th to the 20-something.
July 6th.
July 6th, you're right. Today is June. July 6th to 20-something. I'll be technical support, emotional support for a group going down there.
Nice.
That'll be good. I'll be in and out. They said there's wireless cafes. Maybe I'll find a wireless hotspot somewhere. So I'll be in and out, especially during E3 time.
Yeah.
I'll be in and out somewhere.
Hopefully. If not, you know, we'll be sure to keep them up to date. I know I'll probably send him some emails. And if any of you guys get a chance, you know, drop him a line. I'm sure he'd be glad to hear from you guys there in Africa.
And if I do post, it'd be my title, Live from Africa.
Live from Africa, James. So, yeah. So, hopefully, we'll be able to hear from James there in Africa. I know we'll be having a lot of coverage from here. We'll be watching a lot of the coverage on G4 and then some of the conferences. I know they're going to be broadcasting them this year, I believe.
Yeah, hopefully.
So, I know they did last year. So yeah, we'll be live blogging from watching Nintendo's press conference. So, I mean, that's the big thing. What's Nintendo?
But we'll be live blogging there next year.
Oh, yes. Yes. Be looking forward to us being there next year, folks. We'll be setting up a lot of press contacts this year and hopefully reserve our tickets.
They're already reserved.
They might as well be. So... Anyways, maybe we'll have to schedule a meetup out there while we're out there for E3. So meet some of the fans out there on the West Coast.
Thomas.
To give Thomas a shout out. So, but yeah, so we have E3, Nintendo press conference.
Mm-hmm.
What do we have to expect, James?
Well, I heard the F-Zero rumor again this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The rumor has it, online multiplayer. All the tracks from the last game he won will be in it.
That would be very cool.
It's been a while since I heard the rumor, but it appeared again this month, this weekend.
Yeah, so yeah, F-Zero is a franchise that Nintendo has yet to make a sequel for the Wii.
They probably use the Wii Wheel, which I guess any driving game can use the Wii Wheel.
Yeah, they're probably going to use the Wii Wheel, so... But yeah, online support, that would be huge, but... Yeah, it would seem expected now.
Yeah.
I mean, now that we have Mario Kart Online.
Which is finally a good online game.
Yeah, really good online multiplayer. I mean, it just seems like a usual, just normal thing to do that now. So, yeah, F-Zero is a possibility. Pikmin. Pikmin is one of my favorite games from the GameCube.
I never played it. I'm not going to...
You never played it,
James? I never played Pikmin.
Oh, wow. Well, see...
It didn't seem fun.
Well, you see, James, then you're in for a treat.
I am.
Because honestly, you know, the GameCube you know, it was a good console to, you know, to start some new franchises. Mm-hmm. But really, the, you know, Pikmin is well suited for the Wii. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's perfect for the Wii.
Exactly.
You know, the Wii controls are going to be amazing for that. So I just think that Pikmin 3, you know, is just very likely. I don't know if they'll announce it for release this year, but I could definitely see Miyamoto talking about him working on it, or at least announcing some sort of tidbits that they're working on it there at E3. So, but what other titles do we have to look forward to?
Zelda? I think there'll be a teaser.
I think so.
It may not be any gameplay, but it'll be at least a teaser. Which a post, remember, I don't know if you saw a post I just put up,
uh-huh.
is Zelda teasers, where the teasers are nothing like the game.
Yeah.
Remember Wind Waker? it looked pretty kicking, the Wind yeah. Waker one. And then we get cel shading, which I'm not complaining about, but it was totally different than the teaser.
Well, yeah.
Because remember they had a cool Ganondorf fight?
Yeah.
And then it came out cel shaded.
Yeah, well, they actually had two teasers for that. Because there was one teaser where they had that original... that was the original GameCube promotional teaser in mm-hmm. Space World 2000. Mm-hmm. Because they had Wave Race and all those, but they also had Joanna Dark. Remember they had like a render of her?
Oh, yeah.
Because Perfect Dark was still... I mean, Rare was still with Nintendo there in 2000. Because mm-hmm. they were sold in 2001, I think, just when the GameCube was starting to come out. Or 2002, because they came out with Star Fox Adventures mm-hmm. that first year for the GameCube. But yeah, definitely, you know, they could definitely show a teaser. It may not be anything like what the final game will be.
It'd just be like, they just show the Triforce. That's all they need.
Yeah,
That's all anyone needs.
But, I mean, the teaser for Twilight Princess was pretty close.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty close.
You know, they had an idea of what they wanted to do.
There's a few things they showed that wasn't in it. That's what the main article is about,
right.
about Twilight Princess.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It's like that for movies, too. They show clips and teasers for movies that were never in the
action. Right. Yeah, they're just meant for promotional yeah. or, you know, just get the hype going for it. You know, I definitely think that, you know, whatever they show off, you know, obviously it's going to be a different Zelda game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we know that. It's going to be fully using the Wii controls, you know, hopefully just built from the ground up to utilize, you know, everything that the Wii has to offer. And, you know, I definitely think we'll be able to see some higher graphics, too. I mean, definitely see Mario Galaxy.
I agree.
You know, Twilight Princess was technically, you know, a GameCube game.
Mm-hmm.
So we could be seeing, you know, some really high-quality graphics from a new Zelda game.
And big.
And massive. Big. Yeah. You know, so there's a lot that they could do with the franchise. I mean, do you think that, or would you want them to go... You know, just stick with the normal, you know, upgrading the graphics and just do, like, a sequel to Twilight Princess? Or do you want, like, something totally different?
I can do it for a sequel. One more sequel to Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
Don't know how they're going to do it, but they can do it.
Yeah.
They did it for Wind Waker Phantom Hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah. So, I mean, they could definitely, yeah, stick with the, you know, just go with the whole realistic graphical style.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could definitely see them going a different approach, you know, like Wind Waker.
I wouldn't be mad. Wind Waker was yeah. one of my favorite Zelda games.
Yeah. You know, and I could see them, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they went with, like, a different story. You know, if they went with something like Majora's Mask.
Yeah,
you know, something where it's just kind of a different storyline, you know, just kind of like an offshoot from the Zelda, the main storyline. That would be really cool. Because Majora's Mask is one of my favorite Zelda games, and also Link's Awakening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another Zelda game that's kind of not in the same vein as a lot of the other Zelda games, you know. You know, you have this egg on top of the mountain, you know, that you fight, and you know, you're like, you're in this dream world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a really cool concept, you know, where, you know, Link gets stranded on this island, but then you end up finding out it's this whole dream world type of thing. But I definitely think that, yeah, they could go either way, and they definitely, you know, either way they could be able to push the controls for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
So, But yeah, hopefully we'll be seeing the Zelda game. There are a couple other franchises that could pop up.
Kid Icarus. Which IGN said is in the works already. So
yeah.
Could it be holiday game?
Could be.
Like, we didn't have a holiday game last year.
Well, no, we had Galaxy.
Galaxy was way before the holiday.
It was in November.
That's not a holiday, like a Christmas push game. Because it was supposed to be Wii Fit, and then they moved it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And then it was supposed to be Brawl.
Yeah.
And they moved it.
But yeah. Galaxy, yeah, kind of ended up being the unofficial. But it was still, you know, meant to be like that holiday season.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, Thanksgiving through Christmas is, you know, basically that whole Christmas season. But yeah, I could definitely see them announcing, you know, one of those new franchises, you know, Kid Icarus game, mm-hmm. for release this year. You know, because, you know, as James and I were actually looking at the release list yesterday, the only Nintendo game that's coming out this year that they've announced that hasn't been released is Mario Super Sluggers.
Which has been like half a dozen videos in the last 2 days on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have nothing else to do.
I hope you like your Mario Super Sluggers footage, because we're going to keep posting it.
Because it's all they have.
But yeah, seriously, that's the only Nintendo game
that we know about
for release the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Nintendo, you got to give us some more, you know?
We even knew, like, last year we knew Metroid Prime was in the works. We just didn't know when.
Right.
And we knew that Strikers was in the works. We just didn't know when.
Right. Yeah, so there's a lot of games that, you know, Nintendo usually likes to keep things, you know, close to their chest.
Now they're really keeping things close to their chest. We have no idea at all.
Yeah, we have no idea what's going on. So, I mean, there could be a ton of titles, and, you know, partially, you know, they could just be, you know, trying to give third parties a chance,
mm-hmm.
you know, to announce their games. Like, hey, you know, a lot of third parties have announced a lot of support for the Wii. You know, that's Skate true. It, you know, is going to be using the Wii Balance Board. You know, there's a lot of third party support with the new Tomb Raider game coming out.
New Rayman game, the other one.
Yeah, the new Rayman, Star Wars, The Force Unleashed, the new Clone Wars game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's really a lot of games that Spyborgs, that was announced by Capcom.
In the big Super Capcom Captive days.
Yes, Captivate, with two games that they announced. So there's a lot of support, you know, coming out from third parties. And we could see, you know, a lot of surprise announcements.
That's true.
I know Red Steel 2 has been rumored, you know, for E3. And, you know, it'll probably show up. You know, we'll see.
And Deep Blob will probably be out by the end of the year.
Yeah,
The Blob will probably be out. I've been waiting for this game for over a year now. Almost a year now.
Yeah. So, and looking at the, I don't know if you guys saw the E3 list that we posted, but there's a lot of games coming out,
mm-hmm.
That have been announced for the Wii and the DS. I know Square Enix has a lot of games for the DS coming out. A lot of the Dragon Quest games, and the new Kingdom Hearts. So there's a lot of games, you know, to look forward to at E3. And
there's the All-Star Cheer Squad. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Did that use the Wii Balance Board?
Yes, THQ has the Cheer Squad, apparently. That'd coming awesome. To the Wii.
Wii Balance Board support. Not joking.
Hey, I wouldn't be surprised.
I would actually buy it.
Yeah. There were a couple of titles that that I don't know if you guys saw on that E3 list. There are a couple games that you know, I'd never even heard of, you know, that, you know, are rumored now for coming to the E3 show. I don't know if you guys saw this. But there's a game, New Super Mario Brothers DS2. I mean, you know, I've never heard anything about, you know, a sequel, to the DS version, you know, up until now, but, you know, wouldn't that make sense, James?
It would. It's been, what, 2 years, 3 years?
Yeah. Since that one? Yeah, probably 2 years now, yeah. And it's sold how many?
Very well.
Yeah, like, well. And it's still one of the top sellers. Yeah. So, I mean, it, you know, would make sense. And if you think, like, historically, like, think of all the Mario Brothers games that have come out for, like, the Game Boy. You had Super Mario Land, you got Super Mario Land 2, You know, the search for the seven coins. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a ton of, you know, sequels that they had, you know, for each system. Mm-hmm. You know, it's only been the consoles that haven't seen, like, multiple Marios. Or at least since the Super Nintendo days. You know, because 64 just had Mario 64.
Mm-hmm.
GameCube just had Sunshine. And then the Wii has Galaxy. But, you know, historically, Nintendo has released, you know, two or three different Mario games.
Really?
So, you know, you had Mario Brothers, Mario Brothers 2, Mario Brothers 3 for the Super Nintendo. You had Super Mario World, Yoshi's Island.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the Game Boy Advance, you had a lot of those, you know, a lot of them were remakes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I could definitely see, you know, new Super Mario Brothers. But then also, we could see Pilot Wings.
Yes, that was a rumor from a while ago,
yeah,
too.
I mean, that's a long time in coming. And I know there's a lot of fans that would love to see Pilot Wings come back. And it would seem like
it's
perfect
like,
fit for the Wii.
Yeah, it's like Endless Ocean. It's basically you just fly around.
It's Endless Ocean in the sky basically.
Exactly.
So, I mean, they could easily, you know, announce a Pilot Wings. And that, I could see them... You know, that could be a game that could release by the end of the year, you know. That could be a game that, you know, they could have in development and then just announce and then say, hey, it's coming out.
If the original rumor was true, that was...
It's been...
8 to 10 months ago with that rumor, so...
Yeah.
I think, if I remember correctly, I may be wrong, it was a GameStop listing?
Yeah.
Or was it a listing somewhere?
It's been a listing for a long time, yeah.
Yeah, so that means it's been in the works for, if it's true.
Yeah.
It's been in the works for a while.
And one game that didn't even pop up on the E3 list was Animal Crossing.
Oh yeah.
You know, like we know it's on the release list. We've seen it on the Japanese release list for the last few months. But that's a title that will probably definitely show up in some form at E3. It may not be released in America by the end of the year. You know, it may just be the release in Japan by the end of the year. But, you know, Animal Crossing is a franchise that, you know, is a really cool game and has a lot of potential for, like, massively multiplayer online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, with the DS, I mean, you could do all sorts of stuff with the DS version. And with the Wii, they can do a lot more. And, you know, this is wishful thinking here. But if they do announce a hard drive attachment...
And downport support.
Well, downport support. But think of, like, with a hard drive attachment or hard drive support, you could have, like, downloadable content with Animal Crossing. Because there's a ton of content that they had with Animal Crossing on the DS. Like, think about it. Like, you know, you can get all that furniture for your house. You know, you could probably... They could probably even have a link up to the Virtual Console games. Because I remember in Animal Crossing for the GameCube, you could actually play some of the old NES games.
Really?
In your house, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of potential that they could tap with the Animal Crossing franchise for the Wii. I mean, especially with the online service now. And if they do announce, you know, a hard drive, you know, that would just be awesome, you know, to have that type of downloadable content for that. That might be something they use their pay to play service.
That's
junk
true.
Or whatever they do. Yeah. But anyway, I mean, there's a lot, you know, to look forward to for E3. You know, I don't want to overhype it, you know, because who knows what they'll announce. But
I think this is bigger than last year's because we had no clue of what's going on. Last year we had some ideas of what games are coming.
Yeah.
Metroid. We knew Metroid was going to be there.
That's true.
We knew. That's been all.
Yeah, but yeah, Metroid, Mario. Smash Brothers.
We knew Smash Brothers. But we just... Now we have no clue what's coming after Sluggers, which is July or August, whenever it comes out.
Yeah, probably August, yeah. But yeah, that's true, because last year's E3 was the first E3 after the Wii launched.
Yeah, the only big game announcements were Wii Fit...
Yeah.
And Mario Kart.
Yeah. Yeah, those were the big surprise announcements.
Yeah, now we have... Now everything's going to be a surprise announcement. Because
we have everything. We have all these franchises now. So, yeah, there's a lot of unknowns with this year's E3. Which, is good and bad because we don't have any expectations. You know, Nintendo, mm-hmm. you know, could just announce a couple new games, you know, because there's no expectations for them to announce, mm-hmm. you know, all these big franchises. So, but I think Nintendo will come out with some heavy hitters. And I do think that this year's E3 will focus more on hardcore gamers, which is good.
Which they said.
Yeah, Reggie said that, you know, they're going to focus on the hardcore gamers this holiday season, and that apparently they're going to be announcing some games at E3, you know, to appeal to the core gamer. So that's some good news. And, you know, I definitely think we'll also see a lot of support from third parties mm-hmm. at Nintendo's conference. You know, they announced Mad World, you know, a few weeks ago. I think you're going to see Mad World. You're going to see...
The Conduit.
You're going to see a bunch of...
Sadness may surprise us and be there.
Yeah, who knows?
Sadness. We may get some news from Sadness next week.
Next week. Website. So, yeah. So, hopefully we'll have something, you know, to talk about with Sadness here pretty soon.
More than one screen.
Yeah, more than one screen at a time, yeah. But yeah, I think you're going to see the Force Unleashed, you know, demoed at Nintendo's press conference.
Which early reviews say the Wii version is the way to go.
Yeah, is the best version. So hey, that's really good for Nintendo fans mm-hmm. because, you know, other, you know, 360 and PS3 guys are going to be like, oh, well, you get the graphics, you know, on...
Man, but you get to...
you actually get to wield a lightsaber, you know, in the Wii version.
Exactly, yeah, or do the Force push.
Yeah, and that is going to be amazing.
Which may have more incidents of Wiimotes going into screen, TV screens.
Yes, exactly.
So remember to wear your straps.
Wear your straps, everyone. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of... A lot of new game announcements, especially for the hardcore audience. And who knows, another new franchise, you know, I just thought of to take advantage of the balance board would be a 1080 game.
That'd be perfect.
You know, 1080 is, you know, they came out with a sequel there for the GameCube, which is a pretty good game, you know, 1080 Avalanche. And I could see them announcing a sequel to it, you know, utilizing the balance board. Seems like
a natural thing. Anything less would be disappointing.
Exactly, yeah.
It doesn't support the balance board. It's just disappointing.
Exactly.
Any skating game that comes out from now on...
That doesn't use the balance board.
It would be disappointing.
Exactly.
You hear that, Tony Hawk? We don't want just the port over. We want an actual new balance board Tony Hawk game.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony Hawk franchise, they need to do something with that.
Especially with skating coming out.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome.
So yeah, we've got a lot of games to look forward to, I think, from E3. Hopefully some surprise announcements, especially with new games. but there's also one more thing to look forward to E3. Perhaps a new handheld announcement.
Oh, yes. I was wondering where you're going with this. Yeah, I was like,
yeah. What do you think, James? Do you think it's possible?
I think you think it's more possible than I do, but you do bring up some good points.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah. Well, hear me out, Nintendo fans. You know, the PSP has actually been gaining a lot of sales in Japan, where the DS has, you know, traditionally been, you know, trouncing everything, even the Wii sales. But now, if you look at all of our Japanese sales stats that we've been posting, going back all the way through March, the PSP is outselling the DS 2-1. Ever since, that's 4 months of outselling the DS 2-1. Now, you know, if you'd asked me this, you know, at our last podcast, you know, back, November, December last year, you know, I would have said, you know, the DS Lite's doing amazing, and they don't need to announce a new handheld. But now with the PSP gaining a lot more steam there in Japan, you know, I could see Nintendo announcing a new system. One of the things that I've always wanted with the new DS is to actually have some storage built in and to actually do a portable handheld virtual console. You know, because the DS, you know, has online capabilities. But think about it, if you have a virtual console that you could download Game Boy games, Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance. Mm-hmm. Then you, and you know, they could even...
64 games, easily.
Well, they could, you know, 64 would be on the Wii. Mm. But, like, think of all the handheld systems that they could get. Like, with Sega, you know, they have the Genesis on the Virtual Console now. They could easily get, like, Game Gear games, you know, for a handheld Virtual Console. But think about it. You could play all those handheld games. They could get rid of the Game Boy Advance slot on the DS, save some room there, and then just upgrade the graphics. So, I don't know. That may all be wishful thinking. You know, who knows? We'll see. That's definitely a lot. If Nintendo announces everything that we've talked about, then, wow, just amazing. Anyways, that's it for our episode this week. And, like, honestly, guys, we apologize for not keeping our laziness, for not getting the podcast going. We hope to have a lot more regular podcasts. And if you guys have any questions for future podcasts, just send us emails to our contact form. And we're going to plan on doing another podcast every week. Yeah, live from Africa. Even though we're not, you know, James and I are like 3 hours away now, we can still do remote podcasts. So yeah, just send us your questions in the contact form, and we'll be sure to answer those. If you have any questions about, you know, E3 games or anything coming up, just let us know, and we'll be sure to answer them in our next podcast.